Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, that you don't have no girl that
if I took picture. That picture and showed it to my wife, she would break up with me.
Yes.
Good Lord.
We're going.
Oh, are we on the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
we started off the show making fun of Abe.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you live, a special broadcast, and this is the second year we've been able to do this. We are at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. It was just a great time last year. We're looking forward to the next 3 hours as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. This, you know, just knowing that we were going to be here again after, like you said, it was around Halloween time. We came last year, had so much fun with the players that were here, and especially the kids. And obviously, this is a special place. We understand what Mr. Blank means to this community and this beautiful hospital for these babies. Now you get to see their families, and they're doing like a Christmas tree giveaway or something right now. So you see a lot of the kids walking around with their wonderful bags and everything. But yeah, it is always fun to be here. We weren't making fun of Abe. We were just pointing out something about Abe because we're like, okay, because we're sitting here in this wonderful, beautiful Ryan Seacrest studio.
Yeah.
And there's this big TV thing right here, and we're on the TV.
Yeah. We're so distracted.
Yeah. We're so distracted.
We're so not used
and
to
so
seeing ourselves
talk. And so
I'm
saying, Abe, take the picture of us on the screen. And then Abe takes this picture, and then it's like both of us at the same time looked at it like, yeah, you never taken a picture of a girl.
Yeah.
Because
if I took a picture like that and then showed it, was like, here's our picture,
yes,
and gave it to my wife.
It would be some smoke in the city.
Yeah, the anger.
Yeah.
She would think I was joking based on the picture.
Yeah.
It's like we're both hunched over.
Yeah.
Like, we're not like, it's like, I don't know. I mean, again, we'll give him another try. We've got 3 hours here to get the picture right. But I do remember broadcasting here from last year, and it is Halo board.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. It's like, I'm like Raheem Morris. I've got my headset on, and I'm looking up at
chewing
the Halo
gum.
Board. I'm chewing some gum, I'll pull my pant legs up, and I'm just kind of stuck looking at myself. So we'll try not to get distracted looking at ourselves too much today.
Yeah, man. But this should be, like I said, a lot of fun. We're going to have some guests. Obviously, Falcon players are going to be here. Like last year, we're going to have some of the children that are going to ask them questions, take our job for the day, and do some interviews with the players. So that's always fun. I always look forward to the questions and things like that. But yet again, this is just a fabulous thing that we're at. And we always thank Mr. Blank and the Falcons and obviously Choa for allowing us to come out here and do this show.
Yeah, the two stars of the show today will be at 12:40 and at 1:40. At 12:40, Davion is going to join us, and we'll help him. He's not going to help us. We'll help him interview Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter. That's going to happen at 12:40. And then at 1:40, Liam is going to be with us. He's 10 years old, and he's going to interview Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts.
Awesome.
And if it's anything like last year,
again,
it's you know, I know you and I are we take a lot of pride in this, and we're not going to say too many people do better than we do.
Yeah.
But they do a They do a really good
really
job.
Good.
Yeah, they were really good job.
They were really good.
They ask great questions.
And we don't screen questions.
We don't
have any preconceived questions or anything about what they want to ask, which is always fun.
We're also not feeding them any, hey, ask them this.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Try to get a scoop.
But, no, it's a whole lot of fun. And like you said, I'm just glad to be here again. Obviously, around the holidays and things like that, this place is just beautiful right now. With all the Christmas decorations. So, yeah, it should be a really fun 3 hours a day, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Take your mind away from some of that other the team that we got to talk about today.
Well, it definitely does do that, right? Like, I think sometimes we – and understandably, I mean, we're talking about sports. We're covering sports. And so in the world that we live in the context that we're having these conversations, what we're talking about with these teams is important, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you can forget this. We can, or people can, that it is just sports. And when you zoom out a little bit and you're broadcasting from a place like this and you're seeing so much good being done here and so much joy in the face of difficult times, like it does help remind you a little bit, like, yeah, it sucks the Falcons lost to the Jets, but there's worse things.
Yes, and then I promise my wonderful wife, no cussing. You're around the babies.
Yeah, you don't
want
to cuss in front
of the kids. No cussing today. So it's going to be a rather PG Randy today.
Okay.
As far as the language part about it. Because I'm not going to get upset. Only time I get to swearing is when I get upset.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then since, you know, so.
Nothing upsetting has happened in the last 24 hours,
no,
really.
No, not really, man.
You know, we're far enough removed now from the blown game to the Jets. We don't have to cuss about it.
It was
a very fun to watch basketball game last night between the Pistons and the Hawks. Kind of felt, didn't it, like the tempo of the game and like the half court nature of it? And there was
a lot of playoff game.
Well, it felt like a 90s game.
It felt like a playoff game.
The tempo wasn't what it normally is. Right. I know the Hawks still shoot a lot of threes. The Pistons really don't. And they certainly didn't make any threes last night. But they had an intensity to it. Yeah. And, you know, if I know there's a lot going on right now in the world of sports, but the Hawks are kind of quietly playing some really good basketball. Again, I know they lost last night 99-98, but that's on the road to, you know, one of the best teams in basketball so far this season, the Detroit Pistons, who are 17-4. Nikhil Alexander-Walker's fantastic.
He's playing really good, man.
And Jalen Johnson's even better.
Yes.
Like, Jalen Johnson has ascended.
He is playing at a level that we expected of him. Now, we talk about the same thing over and over again. As long as he's healthy, he's going to continue to get better.
Yeah,
he's going to continue
to
do
He did have that little moment where he got banged up last night.
Yeah, and that was
some ice on his
calf. That was the
– I know.
You know, but I tell you this, though. That last play, the last out-of-bounds play for the Hawks with point one.
Man.
Dude, just close. The fact it was so close because of how he can elevate and just, you know, just tap the ball in. That's all they needed right there in that situation. But, yeah, he's playing, and I would be surprised if he's not an all-star this year, Andy.
Yeah.
The way he has been playing, he has been, without a doubt, head and shoulders the best player on his basketball team. Has been excellent, man. He has been excellent. That's the thing, the chess pieces, when Trey eventually does come back, because he's playing well because he's playing more. You know, he didn't play this much in Minnesota. You know,
and he didn't play this type of role.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
He was a role player, defender, come out, get you a couple buckets here and there. But now he's counted on to, first of all, initiate the offense, guard and defend, and score. And so, his role, and you get to see how this young man, you know, the possibilities of what this guy can do. But that's going to be the thing for me is how Coach Quinn, you know, because I think I saw last week Trey's going to be evaluated a couple more weeks and things like that. So this team is going to continuously build that chemistry. And then it's like, okay, because Trey ain't a small piece when you put back in.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
No.
I mean, Trey's still the head of the snake on offense.
Yes.
Now, the nice thing that you're seeing is, and this is what the team just hasn't had for years, is there's secondary ball handlers that can really initiate the offense.
Yes.
If Trey wants to play off the ball a little bit when he comes back, Nikhil Alexander-Walker can handle the offense. Jalen Johnson can initiate the offense.
Yes.
He's playing point forward half the time. And he does. I mean, that's, you know, this is something we've talked about with Trey for years, is needing to find a way to have that part of his game to where he could be an effective offensive weapon even when he doesn't have the ball in his hands. Again, he hasn't really ever done that. And it's hard, like we talk about with Penix, it's hard to learn to do things that you don't know how to do when you're not playing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can watch and think about it and try to get better at it from the sideline. But, I mean, it's interesting just kind of zooming out a little bit from what last night was and where they are at 13-9, and just kind of thinking about the state of their franchise. As we spent a lot of time talking about the Falcons and not believing in the direction they're headed in right now, maybe leadership changes and all that. It's not that long ago where we felt like that about the Hawks,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
And now all of a sudden it feels like, you know, you might have something with the general manager. You might have a general manager who is able to kind of outsmart some of his peers get lucky and get good players.
They had a good general manager who's obviously his peers, quote, I've used the air quotes, that he knew more than. He couldn't overcome that because – we know the reason why. And so I'm talking about Travis Schlenk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right. And now you have and so far it's been one of these things where this new GM, he's making the right pieces and everything. Stay the hell out of his way.
Yeah.
And that's always the most important thing right. When you have this, especially when you have these Nepo babies. Stay the hell out of his way and allow him to do his damn job. And right now, there's no complaint for me for doing his job. Now, I'm not saying they're championship ready or anything like that. Not saying that.
No.
But can they compete with every team? Because they competed with everybody, mm-hmm. You know. And, you know, there's a newfound defensive energy now, you know, and we understand why. But, yeah, this team, it's you see the potential that this team might be able to make. They got to make some more plays, and damn it, if that New Orleans pick don't get better and better every damn day.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing.
every day.
When I talk about Anse Salah, like, obviously the Nikhil Alexander-Walker sign looks brilliant. I know Dyson Daniels' trade was he was involved in it. He wasn't directly the general manager at the time, but he was a part of the front office, so you still give him a little bit of credit. And Luke Kennard and some of these other guys look like they're nice pieces to the team.
Yep.
The most impressive thing he's done is getting that unprotected number one pick.
Yep.
Like that's insane that happened with a team that might end up giving you the number one overall pick. Back to your point about what are they like as far as ceiling? I don't know. Like,
maybe sure.
I watch them, and they feel like a team that can definitely win a playoff series.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to say for sure what they are, having not seen them whole, really, at
right,
all.
Right.
Because, again, Porzingis isn't playing either.
No.
Like, Porzingis has missed quite a bit of time, and hopefully that
– Is this precautionary?
He's sick, I think.
He's still got that
– I don't know if it's the same thing
I don't want to speculate because, you know, I can go different ways. I was like, you know, he's still got that package.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is.
You know, I don't know what it is. I'm just going to – he's got that package. I don't know, man, but damn. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I assume he wants to play.
I would never doubt
it's
a man.
A contract season.
Yeah,
too,
that's what I'm saying.
He's trying to, you know, so he wants to be out there. But until we see these guys with Trey and him and right. for a prolonged period of time and kind of what it looks like, and then, you know, it's really hard. It's also, it's hard to, in the NBA, especially this part of the NBA season,
to determine
anything.
Yep.
Like, I know they're trying hard. And I know that they have some talent.
Yep.
And if you try hard in the NBA and you have some talent,
you'll win some games.
You'll win some games. Yeah, you should win 45 to 50 games.
Right.
What does that actually mean in the playoffs? Who knows? Because teams skate to the playoffs and then get healthy, and then their stars start trying harder and stuff like that. But at the very least, it feels like a team that doesn't need to be in the play-in this year.
How about we go? How about we go there?
That's where I'm going.
How about we go there?
I'm not going hotter than that take right now.
Let's stay
right there. They are a good enough team to not be in the play-in.
Let's stay in that lane
With potential for more.
Okay.
With potential for more.
My guy. All right. Keep that lane. Let's stay in the proper lane with this team.
Yeah, we're not going to go crazy.
Not in the play-in.
Yeah, I don't need to be making crazy proclamations about, you know, first team all NBA or whatever, but Jalen Johnson is balling, though.
He's playing well, man.
He's playing great basketball.
He is playing well, and like you said, kind of held your breath last night when you see, you know, a little bit of that, but I think, you know, as long as he's there, man, because he needs to ascend to being the guy.
Yeah.
He needs to
I think he is.
Ascend to be the franchise.
It'll just be interesting to see what it looks like when the current
franchise guy
yes. comes back.
Yes.
How they pair together and what that looks like. I'll say this. Cade Cunningham, I know he didn't have a great game last night, but in the clutch, good God.
He's a good damn. Wow.
Get to his spot to make that jumper, and then that finish, that layup in traffic.
I want to see Jalen guard him more.
Yeah. I know. They feel like a natural like for like.
Not taking anything away from Dyson, but I want to see Jalen.
Jalen's a little bigger.
I'm with you.
They're kind of similar type players.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll be here till 2:00 this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You always consider that anyway? You know, like Ty Lajeer is one of the guys that plays for us in most of the special teams. We got a lot of guys out there that play that way. You gotta put people out there to get the job done. So, like, we've always done that, and we always will do that. We always look at the focus of that when it comes to personnel as well.
Okay. I'm assuming he's talking about on coverage teams.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming he's saying that.
I would assume they're putting the people out there they think
can cover
are the best. Anyway, except for I didn't realize this. Somebody asked him about it yesterday. Obviously, the people that cover the team closest are the ones that notice stuff like this. But I didn't realize Kadarrell Hodge was a healthy scratch.
Yes.
He was a guy who was a Pro Bowler last year in special teams.
Yes.
And apparently, something had happened the week before that got him benched, essentially.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, but that's a tough one to do that and then obviously have that type of special teams day.
Yep.
But they've been bad all year.
Yeah,
it's not like they were a great special teams with Kadarrell Hodge out there anyway. It just adds to it. It's just one of the you can't win. There's nothing you could do at this point.
Yeah, but I think the thing with it is, you know, when you have, and he is a Pro Bowl special teams player, when you have that guy, you know, it does elevate things. And so I think the biggest thing is that they're not winning their one-on-ones as far as when you're covering kicks, and they're getting pushed out of the damn lanes, or they're going the wrong direction. And when you see those big gashes, somebody messed up. Somebody either can't get off a block, or somebody went the wrong way on whatever way they're avoiding or whatever they're shedding and all those different things. So, yeah, you got to get people on there because you – lost another game because of that unit. All right? Your offense played good enough, your defense played good enough, but that unit, and that's why I mentioned yesterday how I get so irritated about special teams, because I've been cost because special teams blunders over and over again. And so, you know, I mean, the same guys are going to be out there because, as you know, there's limited spaces, there's limited spots on an NFL football team. We understand that. But, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm just kicking damn ball in the zone.
And that's what they did most of the day.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep
balling. That's what they did most of the day.
I'm not
that moment.
I'm not trusting this team.
No, absolutely.
I'm not trusting this kickoff team to cover any more damn kicks the rest of the year.
Which means the level of distrust that you have to have in a team to spot the opponent the 35-yard line. Because it used to be the 20,
yes.
And then they made it the 25, and it's been gradually creeping up.
Well,
it's going to be the 50-yard line before.
Yeah, people run it out to the 40 on them anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they give up 30-plus per kick, so I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, to just concede, like, that's a first down and a half 10 years ago to get to the 35-yard line. Like, a 65-yard field is a short – not a short field, but it's a much shorter field than it used to be.
You're absolutely correct. But I'm saying –
but, of course, I get what you're saying.
What happens when
it's better than the 2-yard line when
it's been.
You know
what I mean? But that's almost like when coaches don't have faith in kickers. Okay, I go for it.
Yeah, we have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way you can tell me you have faith in this damn kickoff team.
The problem is the kicker sometimes can't even kick it out the back of the end zone.
Hey, man.
Kick it out of bounds.
Kick it.
Let him be at the 40. To hell with it.
I ain't gonna go there. But
what's the difference? It's 5 yards.
It's 5 yards, but I ain't gonna go there. I don't like penalties.
If he can't kick it out the back of the end zone,
yeah, it's so damn hard when you fight all day, and you continuously get let down by the special team. It just is what it is. So yeah, figure it out.
The guy that started the special teams struggles for the Falcons this year doesn't play for the Falcons anymore. But
he got that damn stench on him.
Boy, did he have a hell of a moment last night. Let's listen to it from ESPN.
47-yard try now by Younghoe, and he stumbled. Gillen gets swallowed up. There it is. Whoops. I guess that goes down as a miss.
I don't know. He never touched the ball.
They're just laughing at him.
Dude.
Which, understandably.
Dude. Was the steps off?
I think what happened was he saw the holder bobble it initially.
Okay.
And he thought the holder was going to drop it. Yeah. So he was trying to stop.
Stop. Yeah.
And he was already fully in it, so he couldn't totally stop. Because that didn't look like a kick.
No. It looked like he was like – or somebody flew by, like maybe he was going to block it or something
like that. Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think he tried to stop but couldn't.
Yeah.
But in real time, it just looked like he missed the ball by a foot.
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of golf jokes that were made last night.
Oh, man.
Everybody talking about their, you know, their wedge game and all that kind of stuff.
Man. Because I didn't see it until afterwards.
I didn't either. Yeah. Abe texted about it.
What the hell happened to Younghoe Koo?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't see it. And so – to see it, and I didn't see it again until this morning. That's my first time seeing it. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, buddy, that's going to mean, but that's just.
You're the meme.
But that's that team. That's the Giants. They're a damn meme. Your damn first-round pick can't do what, I mean, whatever he's in his, whatever, his ass.
Yeah, Abdul Carter's getting benched
for disciplinary reasons. Oh, this is the second time. Yeah. Then you got your damn quarterback. He ain't going to play long.
No.
He's not going to play long.
Nope.
I understand. You're a tough guy and all those different things like that, and this is how you always play. You don't play like that at quarterback in this level, dude.
Yeah.
Get your ass down.
He gives his team a better chance to win when he's playing. Like, he's the best quarterback
they have. They are trying to build their franchise around you.
And when he's out there and not doing that, he actually looks pretty good.
He looks good.
For a young quarterback.
He looks good, man.
But taking those hits and – because, again, the bad one he took last night, he could have just gone out of bounds. He could have very easily saved himself that hit. But to do it and then justify it with, well, you know, that's how I play or whatever. No. Like, you're actively hurting your team when you're not out there. Because then worse quarterbacks have to play.
They're two of their three offensive stars. Four, because I think Andrew Thomas is a star left tackle. But then you got
Scadaboo.
He's a reckless runner.
Yeah.
He ain't going to play long.
But at least he's a running back. You know
exactly.
What I mean? He's supposed to be.
I mean, obviously, Malik Davis is not playing.
Right.
But then you got your quarterback. Your quarterback's a reckless player.
Yeah,
you can't play quarterback in the NFL reckless.
Yeah.
One quarterback, he was my favorite one growing up, but he's a reckless player, and he got broken up. Jim McMahon. Mm. You get broken up. You might not – that hit –
That's
might,
who they compare him to, that by
hit,
the way,
that
too.
That hit might not get you, but the over and over of those. I got hit like that on the sideline, but I'm a damn tight end. And I'm going to tell you right, yeah, that juice flow and everything like that, Andy. And once that turned all off, I thought a gremlin was coming out my damn chest. All right? Hey, that's the most pain I've ever been in my life after waking up from a game.
What was it? Like, what was
the damn Bruce Sterner.
Oh, my God. A Bruce Sterner.
Yeah, dude. Caught me. And I'm jumping up. That wasn't that. And I was fine.
Yeah, because in the moment,
until I woke up the next morning,
when nobody's around.
Thought my dang old chest was going to explode.
So that's
man.
What's going on with the accident.
Oh, he felt that.
He's having an exorcism.
I'm gonna tell you right now though, that daggone Kate Nellis' little brother was out there thumping people.
Yeah,
you saw the kickoff when he knocked he knocked the end off his helmet.
He did, yeah.
He knocked the daggone end off his helmet.
Yeah, they were hitting last night. The Patriots were hitting. And they've won 10 in a row.
Yeah, man.
They've won 10 in a row. Yeah. I mean, Drake May
is playing really good.
They did all their work in the first half and then packed it up in the second. I mean, they got that field goal at the end of the first half. They're up 30-7 or whatever it was. Ended up winning 33-15.
Straight beat down
from top to bottom. They're a very good team right now. All right, let's hear the way that it ended last night for the Hawks.
Luke gets set with Stewart on him. He heaves it up there, and it's tipped. Oh, it almost went in. Jalen got a finger on that. It hit the back of the rim on the inbounds pass, and now the game is over. Oh, my goodness, what an effort by the Hawks, folks. So your final score, the Pistons 99 and the Hawks 98.
Yeah, I mean, it was close.
Yeah, it was.
As far as 0.1-second inbound plays go, that's about as close as you could get it. And for them to get the rebound, because the Pistons intentionally missed the free throw with 0.4 seconds left, grab the rebound, call timeout immediately, like in one motion, so they could get that play off. I don't know. Obviously, they lost the game, and you want to win every game you can. But to go on the second half of a road back-to-back after double overtime the night before
– yep.
And fight like that against a good team on their home floor, that's an impressive performance. Like, that's a schedule loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your second half of back-to-back coming off a double overtime, you're almost always going to lose. And they were a hair away from winning it against a really good Pistons team. I don't know. I like where the Hawks are at right now.
Yeah,
I've got confidence in
them. I love the fact that old Big O, he 9 3-pointer attempts last night.
Oh, yeah. No, he's jacking.
But the one that he had that was in the corner, they drew a play up. It was late in the game. Like, he rushed the heck out. It was like 17 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yep.
And you're like, I don't think that was a shot they wanted.
Yeah, no. As
I don't think that was a shot they wanted.
As improved as Onyeka is in his three-point shot, and he is drastically improved.
Yes,
he still needs a little time.
Yes.
It's still a pretty slow motion.
Yeah, but that's why I was like, oh,
fine.
That looks like that was not the
– he doesn't need to be shooting him unless he's open.
That does not seem like that was the shot that Coach Quinn wanted right there. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It seems like you're encouraged to do it, so do it.
Yeah. We made 8. In a game earlier.
I know, that's what I'm saying, dog. Heat check, baby.
8 threes.
Yeah, man.
God. When we were kids, if you made 8 threes in a game, you were going to the Hall of Fame.
You were going to the Hall of Fame.
Like, you were the greatest shooter ever.
Yes.
Now, Onyeka, I'm not trying to take anything away from Onyeka. He's become a very good stretch big.
Yes.
But people make 8 threes in games now.
Yeah, man.
It just happens.
On a random daggone night.
On a random night.
Hit 12. Didn't he hit 12 or something the other day?
Vete Krejci shooting 50% from three this year.
What did he hit early this year?
10 or something like that. It might have been the same game. I don't know. Yeah. No, Vete Krejci went off.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's what's fun about this Hawks team. Right,
what's
now
his nationality? Is he
Czech?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
They call him Heat Czech.
Oh, God,
but they spell it CZE.
Okay. You know what, man? Don't even worry about it.
Hey, what are you mad about?
That's
the best nickname I've said in the last 5 minutes.
No, were you serious? Or did you just make that up?
No, that's what they call him.
Heat Czech. I thought you just made
I wish I made that.
I was like, that's solid.
I wish I made that.
That's solid.
No, I've seen it on Twitter. He's shooting 50% from three.
I'm not mad at him. Heat Czech.
Let me make sure that he's actually he's Czech. Good. I got it right.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I believe you.
Good. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We're going to do an early edition of the back page with Bo coming up next because at 12:40, we are going to be joined by a few people. One of the stars of the show today, Davion, is going to be with us, as well as Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter from the Falcons. But coming up next, back page with Bo. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from getting back into an NFL no huddle. React a little bit more to last night's Monday Night Football game and start turning the page to this weekend as well. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20. Just saw that number from one of the national college guys. The 15 coaches that were fired and bought out this year, this offseason,
right.
Their buyouts totaled $228 million.
What do we say? Ain't no better job than being a fired Division I head coach.
No, there's no, there's no better job. No better job than getting paid to go away. Man, that's a lot of money. That right. Broke the previous record by over $100 million.
I'm going to go nowhere, man. I will go. I'm telling you, there's no fired head coach that took more advantage of that situation than Ed Orgeron.
Oh, yeah.
I would have moved to Key West, especially if I was single. Cause you remember
he became single.
He became single.
Yeah, he became single.
I'd be down at Key West just being a beach bum. No shirt, no shoes.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, the number would be even higher than 228 if James Franklin's $9 million right now was what it was supposed to be.
40.
50, what? I think it was 50, but it's offset because he took the job at Virginia Tech. So, yeah, the number would be closer to 250, 260 if James Franklin hadn't taken that Virginia Tech job. So, yeah, I mean, there's money out there, and there's no question about that. It was funny. Remember at SEC Media Days, we asked Kirby about, hey, all of the coaches in the SEC and both coordinators, offensive and defensive, are returning from last year. That's wild. And he goes, yeah, well, there's no money to buy people out. We got to give it to the kids.
Yep.
I guess they found the money.
Yeah, man. And, you know, because it was so crazy because of the jobs that are coming up. I mean, you were talking yesterday out there, and I was like, yeah, you see Coastal Carolina fired their coach. And I'm like, for what?
I know.
What was the expectation? What is your expectation to care? I mean – it's not a bowl game?
I know.
Do you think the bluegrass will get y'all invite or something? Sometimes like
– it's like it's the trendy thing.
Exactly.
It's like it's a cool
because
thing.
Because what do you always say? What happened to the world? We let dorks take over?
Uh-huh.
They let boosters and everybody take over.
Who are
– dorks.
Not always, but oftentimes. Yes. Yeah.
So you let them take over.
Yeah, no, I don't
– they got stuffed in lockers. Now they got an opportunity to take their lick back.
Now they're stuffing you in the locker.
Yeah, they lick back.
Although, again – feel free to stuff me in a locker for $17 million.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I'm good. Or $47 million in the case of Brian Kelly, whatever it is. Like, fine. That's what you want to do? Write me the check.
Yeah, no. I ain't going to even debate with you. Just make sure it cleared and make sure I get it all. All. I ain't taking no deferred, no nothing. I want it when it's supposed to be to me.
Well, and in Brian Kelly's case, he's like, and if you don't want it to be like that, we can go to court.
Yes.
Like, I've got the time.
I got money already.
I've got the money.
Okay, and I got time. Y'all want to play with me?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
No,
don't you guys? You're more focused on hiring Lane Kiffin or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Introductory press conferences and all these things. Turn the page.
Y'all got me messed up. Y'all going to shaft me. Tell me something. He wasn't actually fired. He just didn't show up to work. Let's see if that holds up in the court.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see if that holds up in court.
Let's do it. You get your lawyers, I'll get mine, and we'll see who gets the money.
Exactly.
What do you know? Even coaches that were fired for cause, like that actually did terrible stuff.
Yes.
Got their money.
Yes.
Like,
give me mine.
Contracts, man.
Yeah,
the contract's the contract.
I'm telling you, give me all mine, and then I ain't doing you no favors. I want it now. You got 26 days to get me $42 million. I don't want 35, and I want 42.
I do think the new I think Ed Orgeron has so far been like the poster child for doing it right.
Yes,
like getting the money and living that life. I think Mark Stoops might be about to break the.
You think so?
The record. Yeah, I think that guy is going to be really happy. Not doing anything and getting paid for it.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
I think he's a dive bar guy?
Something. Yeah, like, I think he already, started his own bourbon. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know what? I drink enough of it. Let me just start my own.
And just sit out here.
I mean, now he has nothing to do.
I bet he got a nice
like Mountain House in Kentucky.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because like when you got to get up for practice the next day, you know, you cut yourself off a couple early.
Yeah, no.
But
no
now when you don't have to do anything.
Ain't no cutting off in Stoops.
Mark Stoops' nose is about to be bright red.
Right. Looking like Rudolph.
Yeah, he's going to be Rudolph by Christmas. In 60
yes,
days.
That's what I'm saying. Give me all that. I'm not doing you no favors. No, I don't care. No, I am not appreciative to the 13 years I was there. You fired me. So, no, not doing it.
All right. We're going to do an early edition of the Back Page with Bo as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. In the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Davion, 13-year-old, loves football and basketball, and he's going to help us ask questions to Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig from the Falcons. In the 1 o'clock hour at 1:40, Liam is going to join us. He's 10, and he's going to help us ask questions to Xavier Watts and Kobe Bryant. So had a great time out here last year for a similar event and a similar setup. Today is no different. We're really happy to be here, but means we'll switch things around just a little bit and get to the Back Page with Bo now. I hear you, Bo.
Hold on.
Brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Hello, Bo.
Copy that. So lots to unpack after a full week of Thanksgiving and football. You know, the Giants didn't play until last night, but you know Jameis had to get in front of a microphone ahead of time. So the first question that he was asked in his press conference last week was what his favorite Thanksgiving meal was. He quickly responded with his wife, to which that made a big uproar in the press conference room. What he really meant was his wife's cooking, and her menu sounded a lot like the one that I just ate on Thursday.
And she makes some kale, collard greens, some she got a little, you know, her family from New Orleans, so she make a nice Creole dressing. It's unbelievable. And one of her cousins, her auntie, she always ship us some gumbo for us to start off the day with some gumbo. So, man, it's a beautiful thing.
A beautiful thing indeed. That is exactly like the menu I had on Thursday.
You guys had some gumbo?
Oh, yeah. I had some gumbo. Nice. The gumbo was ready when I got to my mom's house. Like, it was already on the stove.
What the heck is kale collard greens?
Oh, right. I know.
I guess you just prepare kale the same way you prepare collard greens.
There's no – it ain't no comparison. It's collard greens and it's
collard
greens? That other stuff.
Well, because collard greens are literally collards.
Collard greens.
It ain't collard. It's collard greens. That's a type of green. Like
collard greens.
Kale and collards are different things.
They're different. So they're it ain't no things. Don't call it no collard greens. Call it kale.
How about collard greens style kale?
No.
That's just boiled kale.
That's all it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
What kind of meat you put in kale? Like meat the, substitute.
You have to put turkey bacon in the kale.
Turkey bacon.
In the kale collard. You have
and
to.
And she from New Orleans?
Definitely.
What part of New Orleans is she from?
I don't know. What's the part where they would do that, Bo?
I don't know.
I don't know New Orleans well enough to make that joke.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's like a slutty vegan around there or something like that where they get those ideas from. That place is kind of taken off.
Are we talking about vegans like that?
I ain't talking about vegans. I'm talking about that plate.
I know. Bo called them slutty.
Oh, hey, man, that's the name of the restaurant.
Well, you own one today, huh?
I'm fired up.
What's that?
Don't be mad. Just keep up.
So, Randy, not a whole lot can make me feel old these days because I think that's kind of a state of mind. But that text you sent on Thanksgiving, what are y'all cooking around there? I looked around. I'm like, wow, we have a bunch of normal Thanksgiving food. And it made me realize, so my grandmother had 16 grandkids. My sister and I have 14 cousins. We're the youngest ones of those. So the last few holidays that we've gone down there for, all the rest of the cousins, some of them have grandkids. They're all moved away. There's nobody down there to actually kill the squirrels. We haven't had squirrel gumbo in freaking years. It made me feel kind of old, man. Almost kind of shed a tear on that text. Like, wow, all my family's gone.
When do you guys stop eating the leftovers?
Oh, man. Like, because my wife's not a big leftover eater, so I have to make sure she don't throw away stuff. I have my last piece of dressing that mama brought Sunday morning.
Okay. Yeah. I'll normally go through the weekend too. I don't know. For some reason this year, because we made the same amount that we always make, but nobody was there.
Right.
So, not nobody, but there was less people than normal.
Right.
So I think I just ate way more Thursday and Thursday night than I normally do. I made a plate for lunch on Friday, and then that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do like,
because
I'm gonna die if I eat too much more.
I'm always
stuff.
Because I usually cook everything. I'm always eating and cooking at the same time.
Exactly.
So I'm always the last person to eat. Yeah. Only thing I make sure I do, I cut off the wing tips on the turkey and hide them, because that's the part I like. And then I cut it up for everybody else. But other than that, no. I still got some chitlins in the refrigerator. So, you know, I might, you know, get them a little taste.
I still got some, too. I'll be working on mine for the next 2 or 3 days probably.
Oh, you still? Okay. I don't know. I had to call it quits early this year. I don't know why.
So, Jameis wasn't the only one wishing people happy Thanksgiving. The Sanders household actually had a prayer. Here's Shiloh.
Please allow Shador to do his best so he can pull some strings and get me on the Browns, too. And please make number 21 available somehow. But
yeah. Why is this an award? It's a franchise player. 21 gone, bro.
Well, never mind. 28 will do. Thank you very much, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen.
21's not available. 28 will do.
I'm like, really?
Who's 21 with the Browns? Eric Metcalf?
That's the only I could think of. Yeah. I'm sure it's another one. But
okay. Right now?
No. Oh, okay. He say it's retired because the only great
Browns. Denzel Ward's wearing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the best corner in the league. One of the best corners in the league. So, yeah, he ain't getting that. But, yeah, are we surprised that Shiloh's not on the team?
I don't know. Is he? I don't know.
No. I don't know because he was doing good in Tampa. Then
was he?
You remember that last preseason game? He got the fight and got thrown out.
That's not good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you don't want to get kicked out when you're fighting for a roster spot. He's funny, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he's there.
Every time he pops up in one of these videos, it's pretty amusing.
He's funny.
Got more of a future in that.
Maybe. Who knows?
All right, so y'all know the Lane Kiffin saga finally came to an end. So while we were on yesterday, Marty Smith, all the memes have been everywhere about, you know, him looking like Frankenstein, him being stuck at the Ole Miss facility for 18 hours, as he describes it, kind of looks like he didn't sleep for like 3 days. So Marty Smith tells a story of having to track down Lane after he left Ole Miss. As you know, they told him to promptly leave. The airplane was already waiting on him. So he finally got him, like, on the tarmac before Lane was going to get on the plane. Here's Marty Smith. He packs up his entire camera crew. They get into a van. Then once they're going to leave wherever they were initially, they run into a roadblock. Here's how he gets to Lane Kiffin.
I said, to hell with it. We're Bo-Duking this thing.
Hell yeah.
What? So there's a field that I drove around the barricade, through all of this farm equipment. The van's bottoming out. We're bombing this thing through ditches, over the hill and through the woods to this road, and then I mapped this van all the way up on top of the hill to the tarmac area, and there he stood laughing his ass off. So he saw the whole thing.
I'll give you an interview.
And he's on the phone and he's like, bro, you really are Scooby-Doo. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. But
I mean, first of all, amazing story. Second of all, great work to get the interview because that's the only person that really got to talk to him.
Yep.
I don't know. Is Marty Smith kind of like the only good part of all of this?
Yeah,
like,
it was the most entertaining part, definitely.
It was funny. It was entertaining. Like, the rest of it, take it however you want. Deal with it however you want. But, like, Marty Smith was
awesome. I got a lot of love for Marty.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of Lane Kiffin. I never have been. So that's why I was like, yeah, whatever. I just don't like him. That's why when people are like, he's entertaining.
Exactly.
What about him is entertaining? Mm. You know, that's just me. And that's why I've always felt. It didn't have nothing to do with this. I've always felt like that about him.
Yeah, because he's always been
I just don't like him.
Yeah.
And I know I try and Marty and McGee, they got me with that damn documentary they did on him.
Yeah.
They got me.
I know a lot of people.
They got me.
They got a lot of people.
They got me. Lane Kiffin is a dork. All right. And I've always thought this. That's what I'm saying. And I was
you a little mad at yourself that you switched for a second?
Yes.
And then, I think that's where some of this is coming from. All right.
Yes.
Because it's hard to get you to come off of a belief like that.
It is.
And you did with Lane just for a little
just
while.
Just for a little while.
Yeah, but you're back now.
And I'm all the way back on the hate train.
Say, Andy, you didn't know that Bo Dukin was actually a verb?
Bo Dukin, man. Yeah, man. My Southern education continues.
There's nothing
in
the
namesake,
world.
My namesake, man.
Hey, man, there's nothing more fun than me and my cousin Mario did growing up being Bo and Luke Duke. Nothing. Nothing was more fun than being Dukes of Hazzard.
How's your hood slide?
Oh, the hood slide was cool. Because where grandma's house was when we were kids, it was where, you know, them broke down cars and stuff.
Oh, you could practice.
Oh, yeah, practice, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I cut my damn leg up so bad on one of them rusty nails doing that slide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dog.
It's helpful if it's a nice,
man. But, boy, you could tell us we weren't in that car. Just wilding. It wasn't going nowhere. But, boy, that used to be so much fun. Dukes of Hazzard.
That's great. I mean, literally, Bo Johnson is Bo
His Duke. Name is Clifton.
Yeah, but it's Bo because of that show. Like, that's
– Wasn't Bo Lane spelled B-O?
It was.
I don't know.
And I spelled
B.O. It was.
Yeah.
I spelled a B.O. through most of my years of school until I got to high school and took French. Found out that Bo in French meant
beautiful. So you're the French Bo.
So I changed the spelling of it.
You're the French Bo.
I'm the French Bo Duke. There you go.
So it's not even Bo, it's Boo. Boo.
No, it's still Bo, I think.
Yo.
Yeah.
Bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bow. And then sometimes they'll throw an X on the
end. Yeah. Dang. Apes and all these things over here.
Oh.
Let me find a short one. Hey, Sports Talk in the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sunday's NFL on CBS Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right, we'll grab a break. We'll come back on the other side and get into an NFL no huddle as react a little bit more to what happened on Monday Night Football last night. Some other news around the league as well, of course, and start looking ahead to the next weekend, Falcons Seahawks right here in Atlanta. So we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.